flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
I don't even know if it's multiple reports.
This is just coming out.
Yeah, this just came out. Miles Garrett has demanded, or I should say has requested.
Yep.
I'm getting there.
Yep. Just helping.
Miles Garrett has requested a trade, sending out a statement. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, and that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have shaped me into the man I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the high, on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Signed, Miles Garrett.
All right, Miles Garrett has requested a trade. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Conveniently enough, our buddy Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. You heard the news. It just happened. What do you think? What's your reaction?
Yeah, stunned. Obviously, Miles opened the door for this at the end of the season when he was talking about not wanting to go through a rebuild. And for the first time, kind of just said that he would consider being traded. And after years and years of saying how he wanted to win a championship or championships, in Cleveland, and never expressing any desire to leave, that was the first time he kind of made it public that it was in his mind. And Andrew Berry has said multiple times since then that they're not going to entertain a trade for Miles and plan to keep him and have him go from Cleveland to Canton. So I'm surprised that Miles wasn't satisfied by the Browns' plan to contend next year, not rebuild, assuming that's why he wants to be traded, that he thinks he has a better chance to go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. It's a pretty big change from where Miles has been throughout his career.
And that's a shot at Andrew Berry then, right? When he says in his release, the goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. That's right at Andrew, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the quote from... Yeah, he's
Andrew.
Just kind of parroting Andrew's quote. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when you said it, it hit me. I'm like, wow, he doesn't care about an extension from here. He doesn't care about playing here anymore.
Or did the extension talk not go the way he wanted it to?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think.
Don't believe that either.
I mean, I think they would have gotten the extension done. He would have been the highest paid, or he still will be wherever he is, the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So I don't think that's it. I don't know if Miles just got tired of being here. I don't know if he looked at the NBA trade over the weekend and said, the best players there are getting traded. So, or, you know, one of the best players is getting traded. So, you know, why not me? You know, Miles is a different cat, and, you know, who knows what, you know, what the final decision was that made him decide to do that, you know, the final piece of the puzzle that said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go public with this request. But it's certainly a departure from pretty much all the conversations that I've had with Miles in the past and that we've had, you know, as a collective media group had with Miles in the past.
So I keep thinking about this, and as the story just hit, Myles Garrett has requested a trade from the Browns. If you're just joining in, again, there's a statement that's been out on multiple reports saying, I've requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. That's
and the statement's
line.
In our hand right now.
We have it too. Yep. All right, so here's what I look at this as. One, what can the Browns get for him? And two, if he was ever going to leave, this might be the year for it because this draft is unbelievably heavy with outside guys in the on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a million things that million pieces of fallout that will could come from this. Now, you know, my first quick text to somebody for the Browns said that Andrew Berry said a week ago that they're not entertaining trading Myles Garrett, and that hasn't changed. So, just because he requested a trade doesn't mean he will be traded. Now, I'm sure in the whole dance that the Browns have to say they're not, you know, that their initial response is not to trade him because that gives them more leverage and what have you. So let's assume that Myles Garrett does get traded. Then I think it's two first-round draft picks and more. I think he's that good. He's the best defensive player in the league. Has been for the last 2 years at least. So I think you can get a lot. You know, the problem with trading him is I think that the teams that would want Myles Garrett would think that he gives them the chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's the kind of team that Myles is going to want to go to. So the first round pick you're going to get theoretically would not be
low.
A top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm picking hairs here or not, or splitting hairs here, because if the guy doesn't want to be here and you feel you need to trade him, you just got to get as best a haul in return that you can. But I think it's two number ones and maybe more than that. And does it change at number two? Or all of a sudden, does it make Abdul Carter a no-brainer there where he could have been the pick anyway? But if you don't have Myles Garrett, you have to go get his replacement. I mean, those are all the things that rush through my mind in the immediate aftermath of this news.
Again, reports out and statement from Myles Garrett. He has requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns. Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. You can read all of Scott's coverage of the Browns and everything going on with his Myles Garrett thing. I would think that you don't want an unhappy superstar on a team that is coming off of three wins. And I would think that's a huge decision they're going to have to make, Scott, because you just said it. Just because he requested it doesn't mean they have to do it. But if they don't do it, man, that could get sticky.
Yes. And, Miles is a different category than anybody I'm going to mention. But David Njoku at one time had requested a trade, and Andrew Berry shut it down, and then he eventually gets an extension and says he's, you know, has been thrilled to be here and glad that the trade didn't go through. You know, Kareem Hunt went through that, whatever, hold-in in training camp a couple years ago, and the Browns didn't waver or didn't buckle, and Kareem stayed and finished the season and played pretty well. So I don't think Andrew Berry is inclined to just give in to anybody's request. He's shown that in the past. But like I said, Miles is different, and Miles talks a lot. And that's one of the things I've liked about him, covering him. There's always a story. He's always willing to speak his mind, maybe more so than the Browns would probably like or have liked. So if Miles really doesn't want to be here, that's not going away. And he's going to make that known. And You would assume that that would mean sitting out the offseason program, and then does he hold out, and whatever, you know, whatever tentacles this is, whatever, however this goes down the road. So it's certainly a difficult spot for Andrew Berry. You could also view it as there was talk about trading him from the outside anyway. And, hey, if this is the time to rebuild or to jumpstart this rebuild and you have salary cap concerns and all those things, that maybe this is the right time organizationally to trade a guy like Garrett. Now, I never believe that. I think you got to keep your Hall of Fame players and build around them. I think the Browns felt the same way. But maybe this is kind of the push to, okay, we weren't going to do it, but we never hated the idea, so go ahead and do it and see if we can get a huge haul, and that is, you know, the impetus to a successful rebuild. But first you have to decide if it's worth it and if you're willing to give up on Myles Garrett, because it's not as simple as just, yes, we're going to meet his demand, because you can't have your whole team doing that, and you have to do what's best for the team. So I don't think Andrew Berry's going to cave necessarily, but I certainly think the door is way more open for a trade now than I did 4 days ago.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how disgruntled he would be if Andrew said, no, we're not trading you. And you, like you talked about, Njoku was kind of in that same boat. I'm trying to remember guys that have like demanded trades and ended up having to come in or didn't at all. Would he sit out? Would he not play? Would he say, no, keep your money, I don't want to play?
I mean, right. We'd have to find that out. And like I said, Miles is different than a lot of people. I think he's strong in his convictions. And if it's come to this point and he doesn't really want to be here anymore or doesn't feel he can win here or whatever the reason is behind the statement, which I just read quickly before we came on, then I don't know if he gives up on that. Now, if the Browns say, hey, we're not doing this and you're under contract, period, and we want you to be here, and let's figure out whatever the issues are that you have. And part of that is we're going to sign you to a giant extension, a historic extension. Maybe that's how you get Myles Garrett on board again. But like I said before, I don't think the money thing is the biggest issue, because I think the Browns are going to give him a huge deal anyway. But if you're talking about how can this relationship be repaired and how can you get Myles to withdraw that request, you got to make him happy, and that would be part of making him happy. But it feels like that's not going to be enough to do that, just from Myles' decision to go public after all this time here. And, I mean, even on that last Hard Knocks, he said that the Browns are closer than they thought, and he had a good conversation with Andrew Berry. So this feels like a big flip from him, or this is a big flip from him.
Spotrac says he's under contract for 2 more years under Browns control. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Interesting. You have work to do. So we'll let you go. We thank you for sticking with us and talking with us about this.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Nice enough to stick with us after the breaking news. Myles Garrett requesting a trade from the Browns. Myles Garrett, you just heard Jeff say it. We just talked about it with Scott Petrak. News just came out at 11 o'clock. Myles has requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns. And not just requested it, but put out a really nice statement. It's well framed. It's signed. It's well done.
It's completely ripping Andrew Berry. That's a rip, man. That is a straight shot at
him. I'm not going there as much as you are.
It's not a matter of going there. It's just reality. I mean, look, Andrew said we plan on him going from Cleveland to Canton. He went out of his way in a note that this is all premeditated. He never had to hit send on it. And in the line, he made sure he said the goal was never to go Cleveland to Canton. And that is exactly what Andrew Berry said.
I understand that.
That's a rip at your general manager, straight out, no questions asked. And that's fine. He can say whatever he wants. I'm just like, I see this. Myles Garrett, like, bottom line, Myles Garrett does not want to play here anymore. Can't be any more clear.
That's okay by me. I'm not going to go straight rip. What I'm going to say is we have different thought processes here. My thought process is not to go from Cleveland to Canton. My thought process is to go from Cleveland to Canton celebrating Super Bowls in between. And if that's not possible here, then I'll do something else. So though, Andy, you might be absolutely right. Maybe it's a direct shot at Andrew Berry. Sorry, maybe contract talks didn't go well. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's more than contract. You know, maybe it is. Maybe you absolutely want to go win, and that's fine. And I would bet it is in this case. But, you know, he's going to get paid regardless.
The last person to do this was, guess, Baker Mayfield. Did the same thing, right? Got mad that they went after Deshaun, put out the same kind of similar release. Thank you, Browns fans. I want out.
Yeah, except.
So he learned something from that. And he got to leave. Baker left. This, though, I think is more important, way more important than Baker was, because now you have an opportunity to trade him. Well, maybe bring in 3 first-round draft picks. I mean, he's the defensive player of the year, right? Until they change that, if he doesn't win it at the NFL Awards now. And now you have the opportunity to rebuild, and maybe even quicker, in a very, very rich draft for defensive linemen. At least that's the way it looks. So what are you going to do with this, Browns? What are you going to do? I don't want to lose a player of his ilk, as we use that word twice during the show.
It's a big show.
I don't want to lose him, but he doesn't want to be here. Pretty crystal clear. This isn't a quote. This isn't a reaction to a question.
This doesn't seem like something that was just floated out there that I'm going to back away from.
No, it's a premeditated statement to you. Not through the media, not through anybody that could have caught him off guard or said, oh, that was a trick question. No. He decided, boom, I want out. So now the Browns need to turn the page and figure out what they want to do.
Do they need to turn the page? You think you need to move him?
As much as you, I don't know how you feel about Mike Tomlin, but the line, we want volunteers and not prisoners, I think is a very, very powerful statement.
Okay. You want me to go a different direction for you?
You're not going to change my mind, but go ahead.
No, I'm not intending to change your mind.
Okay.
You were 3-14. Your defense wasn't as good as it was. Miles is clearly the best player on it. He's one of 22 players who start. If you found the right team, man, could you jumpstart the rebuild? And let's not kid ourselves. You were 3-14. This needs a rebuild. Okay. Now, you can do it quickly in the NFL. Washington Commanders, proof number one. You can do it quickly. What do you say you call the Minnesota Vikings?
Okay. And Andrew, what's up? What's going on?
Andrew calls us.
What's going
Andrew
on?
Calls his former right hand man.
Yeah.
And says, "I know you liked Miles, you know, when you were here. How about if you got that Jordan Addison kid playing wide receiver?" And you got that J.J. McCarthy kid sitting there who you haven't played yet because he was injured.
Yeah.
And you've got a number one pick. Would you trade Miles for J.J. McCarthy and Jordan Addison and a number one? That gives you a number one wide receiver. That gives you 2 really good wide receivers.
Yeah.
It gives you your starting quarterback. You can go draft Carter with the 2nd pick in the draft, and you get the Vikings' first-round pick. I'm just saying, this is the type of opportunity that could be presenting itself. You pick up a stud wide receiver, your starting quarterback, and a first-round pick, and they keep Sam Darnold.
I just don't. That's the part of it I don't see. I don't think they're going to hang on to Darnold. We saw the way the season ended.
They're not if they're going to keep J.J. McCarthy.
But if you say to yourself, Myles Garrett or J.J. McCarthy, I think most people would say Myles Garrett.
What if Kwasi Adofa-Mensah loves Miles? Thinks, we need to beef up our defense, and our offense is pretty dang good, and we have Justin Jefferson.
Do I get Luka in the deal, too? Can we get him?
Luka's not available.
I tried.
Folks, what do you think? Okay. I want to keep Miles Garrett. I do.
I do, too, but he doesn't want to be here, so
if he doesn't want to be here, man, could you make some hay. Cool Raids in Bedford.
Cool Ray.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Y'all hurry up and get off work. Enjoy this day. You know what I'm saying?
It's beautiful outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only overcast and in the 50s. That's better than usual.
Jeff, talking about the weather. Oh, my goodness. Shut the show down.
So can I take you guys in a whole different other direction?
Let's go.
Okay. I got on this show and I told you guys that he was going to demand a trade. Everybody thought I was stupid then. I told you. And this has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson people. This has to do directly with leadership, whether you want to call it the head coach, the GM, or whatever situation is. That is where this is a defensive player, the best defensive player in the league, arguably one or two if you think about Michael Parsons. So, Mr. Baskins, the thing I think you're flawed with is you think rebuild starts with the players when it starts with leadership. It starts with the coaches and the coaching staff.
Okay.
That is where the rebuild starts because that's where your culture starts. And let's not forget, Myles Garrett has played injured, correct? He still hasn't had that surgery on his Achilles yet. So if the Browns don't trade him, there's nothing for him to say, I'm just going to sit out the next year and get better, get rested, and play and just sit out. So they're going to have to trade him. He's in the win. I don't want to lose him, but we saw this one coming. Mm-hmm. And for anybody to get on this show, as great as this show is, and say they didn't see this coming, I would really go in on them. You saw this one coming with the getting rid of all the coaching staff and him making that statement. And it really is not about this year. It's about even when Baker was here. We have never, and under any regime, seen guys come out and say things that they say to the open media. I know you guys have your sources. Yep. But under this coaching staff and this regime, guys have been saying things to the open media.
Cool, Ray. This is right out of the Baker Mayfield handbook. It's right
exactly.
out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Miles, you got to look at Miles are looking at the guys who left his team this year and went to playoff teams. And if you don't think that really affected his psyche to say, I want to go somewhere and at least have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, that's it. And when Daryl got on here and said he will sell Myles Garrett to tell him to sit down one more year while he do a rebuild, that was a ludicrous statement. So you got to look at everything that's going on right now. This is a man who is saying, this is not about a quarterback who stayed injured. This is about leadership. Because you need guys who are going to run through a wall for you. These guys won't even open the door for this coaching staff or this regime.
All right, cool, Ray. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Did he say ludicrous? Why do I have this need to buy insurance right now? I don't get it.
I'm sorry.
Weird.
My kitchen floor is underwater. I'm sorry. if he truly wants out, Andy, this could be the influx opportunity that this team needs. They went 3-14 with the best defensive player in the game.
I'm just saying. I agree.
Because their offense stunk.
He may have given this team the opportunity of a lifetime by saying, I want
absolutely
out. Because I got to tell you, if they would have traded him straight out, if they would have Luka'd him today, is that a new term now?
It is.
If they would have Luka'd him, I would be super, super mad at the front office.
Yeah, I would I would agree. Anthony is in Stowe. Anthony, good to hear from you.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Myles Garrett wanting out. Yeah. Otherwise, nothing else.
Listen, I listened to Cool Ray. I agree with some of the stuff he said, but you want to talk leadership? Joe Thomas is a leader. Leaders don't jump ship, okay? When you're the so-called best player on the team, you don't just jump ship. What I'm sick of, you know, you guys made a good point about the rebuild. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with trading him and really hurrying up this rebuild because I think we could get a lot for Miles. But what I'm really sick of is we already have organizations in Cleveland that are run poorly. I'm sick of them giving blind loyalty to these players that don't have any loyalty to our team. So the first thing I would do if I were Andrew Berry is I'd put it out there. You want Miles, it's a minimum, 2 first-round picks to start the debate. If not, he's playing in Cleveland. And if he wants to sit out, he can sit out. We saw it with LeBron. We saw it with Miles. We've seen it a million times with these players. The days of loyalty to teams are over.
Well, it's more business now than ever, Anthony.
That's why on both sides.
That's why the Nick Chubb story kind of hits me hard. Nick Chubb stuff drives me crazy.
You're right. It's business on both sides. So we need to start being more proactive as organizations. Phelps, I agree with you. what was our record this year? We were 3-14. Is that right?
With the best defensive player in the game.
Two-time defensive player of the year.
Anthony, before we're going to run out of time here. I'm just curious. You don't think that the other organizations are run well? You made that statement early on.
Browns,
so you're going to rip the Guardians
the
and Cavs, the Cavs?
The Browns, the Cavs, and the Guardians? No. I really don't. I don't think any of our Cleveland organizations are run well. We're the minor leagues for we're the minor leagues for everybody.
Your basketball team has the best record in the NBA right now, and your baseball team continually makes it to the playoffs and gets no credit for that.
Until we start trading our top young prospects in baseball. And you want to talk Cavs? Let's see what they do in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying where you are right now. I'm just like, I'm not going to.
What they're doing
but
now.
But Anthony, this has nothing
Anthony,
to do with.
Thank you, buddy.
This has nothing to do with the Cavs and Guardians. Can we? Let's not go there. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you.
That wasn't right.
If Miles wants to be traded, this is the opportunity to get this going if you have the right people acquiring the talent. 216-474-0092. Please join us.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
216-474-0092. Miles Garrett, Browns defensive end, who we all love and who I would love to see end his career in Cleveland, has issued a statement saying, I'll wrap up the final sentence here. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Certainly his right to request. Certainly the Browns' right not to do it. Certainly the Browns' right to do it. And rebuild a team that's 3-14. Andy, you can look at this one of two ways. This is either like, oh, that's terrible, or, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity to load up. Load up.
It is an opportunity to load up. It is an opportunity to make something good happen for this organization. Look, he doesn't want the bottom line. I'm not like it's. He clearly is not happy with Andrew Berry saying that he was going to go to Canton, because that's a line that's in the thing. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. That's in Miles' statement. That's a straight shot. So the Browns need to turn the page on this quick and make a decision.
Spokesman from the Browns has come out with a statement saying that the stance has not changed on Myles Garrett, and quote, "We aren't entertaining trade offers for Myles."
Okay, that's what I would expect them to do. You know why?
Because you don't want to lower the value.
There you go. There you go. That might be that still might be the case. Okay, that might be the case. But you know, just right off the top of my head, I just threw something out at you. Are other teams capable of pulling things like this off? Maybe. I don't know. Minnesota's sitting there with a first-round quarterback who didn't play a down last year.
Mm-hmm.
They have two great wide receivers. Jordan Addison's really coming on behind Justin Jefferson. And they have a pick. And Kwasi Adofo-Mensah is their GM, who used to be the Browns' number two guy.
Yep.
You don't want to trade him, but by God, you got a number one wide receiver, a starting quarterback for a decade who's under a rookie contract, and a first-round pick, throw in a second-round pick in a draft that is full of running backs, and you need running backs, and you could use your own pick and take Abdul Carter, immediately have Miles' replacement right there, while adding a, you know, just whatever, some players and a pick, two picks. I mean, I'd like to have him here.
I would, too.
If he doesn't want to stay and they think they can work out something, you have an opportunity to load up. Marcus is in Aurora. Marcus.
Marcus.
Hey, guys. I saw this coming, you know, when Barry says he's not going to trade him. You know you had to be suspicious. But this is really the side effect of the Watson deal. And I know you got a caller said this Watson deal has nothing to do with this. Well, this Watson deal had everything to do with why he's out of here, because it didn't work out. And I'll tell you, if what do you guys agree with me? If the Steelers offer you two ones, you're going to trade him.
No, I'm not. He is not going to Pittsburgh. He's not going to Baltimore, and he's not going to Cincinnati.
For two ones.
Else will offer you two ones. Somebody else
maybe.
Will. If he comes back to haunt you twice a year, you will be sick to your stomach. They've got to send him to the NFC. End of story.
Well,
send him to the NFC.
Yeah, I would hope nobody's giving you three ones for him. And the sharp GMs are going to do their best to give you a one and a two, or maybe one and a couple twos. If you can get two ones, you go ahead and trade him. And I think Washington, Minnesota's good.
Tampa.
Don't forget Tampa. The Chiefs will probably get interested in this. And a couple other teams sitting pretty up high. In fact, the Eagles are going to need an edge rusher at some point.
But see, so Marcus, one thing about this, the teams you're talking about and the teams that he would want to go play for to try and win a Super Bowl don't have good draft picks. Which would mean
late.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Which would mean to me, it's
get
more
two
than
ones.
No, you get players. You get guys who can play.
Hey, listen, if you can do that, absolutely, absolutely do that for sure. But you have to trade him. You can't bend over backwards for Deshaun Watson and not accommodate Myles Garrett. You don't want anything like that to happen. You have to be honorable and respectable. If he wants out, you got to trade him. I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, Marcus. Thank you very much. I think you'd be hard. Andy, you don't issue a statement like this. And sorry, by the way, this came out at 11 o'clock, right, Dan?
On the dot.
And guess what? Multiple outlets had stories ready to go. Correct?
Yes.
NFL.com had a story already written, and not written by Ian Rappaport, who reported it. It was written by Eric Edholm, who's been on our show a lot. This was planned. It was choreographed. It didn't just slip out. We have a printed, statement here. Nothing wrong with that. Miles is real serious here. I mean, he orchestrated this, right?
He did.
First day of Super Bowl week, right?
Yeah, yep. And so he knows. And he's got all the media in one spot tonight.
And right? I'm not the least bit mad at him.
I'm
not mad at the Browns. You know what I am? I'm thinking, okay, spend a couple of days maybe trying to make it work. Doesn't feel like it will. You've got an opportunity here to load up. And Miles just took you off the hook because he said he wants out. Robert's in Parma. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys, good news. My wife and I, we've been together for like 8-9 years now.
She said she
wants to leave me. She wants out. What a great opportunity for me.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you're looking at it that way.
Come on, that makes,
the glass is half full.
I understand. You got to be perspective about it. You got to look forward. I'm just so mad at the Browns. I've just had it. We were in such a good situation. We went through the rebuild. We did all the right things. We acquired the picks. We got the talent. We got the rookie contract quarterback. And we just messed it all up. I understand you're trying to look at it as an opportunity, and hey, we got to find some way forward, correct?
Robert, they only won 3 games last year. That's what sucks. And so you got to figure out, how are they going to do this? And if Miles, and it's not like I don't like Miles any less. I'm okay. It's business.
I have nothing against Miles.
Yeah,
I have nothing
against Miles. Nope, but Miles doesn't want to be here, and from what I read, he's clearly not happy with the general manager. So,
and I think that's why he doesn't want to be here, exactly, yeah. From you know what you've read, and it's just mismanagement. It's mismanagement of assets, and it's you know, the guy before, a few calls before, said, you know, it has nothing to do with Watson. It has everything to do with how Watson has been handled. I don't know that, you know, we can go back and say, oh, well, Baker was the perfect situation or something like that, and he was going to make this thing work out. But you've burned 3 draft picks trying to get this right in the trade. You've burned prime Nick Chubb. You're going to waste years of Myles Garrett, where you had this generational pass rusher who we essentially have done nothing with. We got within, you know, a missed helmet-to-helmet call of the AFC Championship game, and that was kind of it.
You mean like a Hall of Fame left tackle?
Yeah.
Whose career was stellar from an individual standpoint, but not a team. My buddy Jeff sends me a text, said he wants a trade, but what if a losing team offers a lot? Does Miles' team say no? Or can the Browns just trade him to, example, Tennessee? Only a few teams in both conferences are title contenders. Jeff, that's very astute. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if a bad team gives them the best offer? What's Miles going to do there?
Yeah, I mean, Andrew's got to say,
is he going to sit out?
Andrew's
or is he going to get that contract extension from a bad team and stick around?
Yeah, Andrew's got to say that our position hasn't changed. We're not trading him.
He has to. You're right, Andrew.
And hey, by the way, everybody's listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you for tuning on in. We're seeing a lot of folks on board with us.
Always listen on the Odyssey app because you can take us anywhere.
Yep.
Easy way to do it. Rhino's in Central Florida this week, apparently. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen, ladies, hey, man, good Monday to you. Never dull moment with the Browns. Another Browns therapy Monday, ironically.
Yes, sure.
I don't think it's coincidental. Not as saying, obviously, the trade in the NBA yesterday, but it's just obviously put perspective more so in Miles' brain and coincide with the Pro Bowl being around collectively the greats and obviously just envious to just seeing wherever they got this year and he didn't get anything. Jeff, you made a great points, man, 82 as well, but Jeff, you alluded to obviously a hypothetical trade with Minnesota. I'm all on board with that. That'd be phenomenal.
They're not getting J.J. McCarthy. Can we stop this? If Minnesota's not, they're not walking away from him. Dan, you want to back me up on this?
I'm behind Andy.
I mean, we can hypothetical this thing into the ground.
What'd they win?
Minnesota.
15 games with Sam. 15 with Sam.
They're not
some guy
walking away
who never
him.
Sold his Sam Darnold stock doesn't realize that now might be the time to sell his Sam Darnold stock.
You bring Sam Darnold back, you won 14 or 15 games with him, you add Myles Garrett, boom. Now you're talking
and
right there, baby.
They were going to start J.J. McCarthy before he got hurt.
They were, yes. But then Sam won 15 games.
And hey, Sam will have a great career somewhere else.
Rhino.
Malloping another team not winning the playoffs.
Gentlemen, I'm loving the glass half full mentality because I got that too.
Yep.
It's clapping your hands together, rolling up your sleeves, saying, what do we got here?
There we go.
A chess match type of thing.
And again,
there's plenty of upper hands here. You got to maximize it. Very better. Do his due diligence. If there's ever an opportunity to get respect back from the fan base, Barry, if you're listening, man, this is just gold laid out in front of you. So, man, please, for us, all of us Browns fans, just make this thing work and let's get winning back. Hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rhino. It's gold, Andrew, gold.
Gold. Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, a little Andrew Gold. Nice, I got that. Yeah, see, I understood.
Golden Girls, whatever it takes.
There
man.
It is. Dan's in Lakewood. Dan.
Dano.
Yeah, guys, a couple of things. Number one,
you know, love Miles, but obviously he's not a team guy. He's a me guy. You need, I'm with you, Jeff. If he don't want to be here, let's get everything we can get from him. You might as well see if we can get anything for Denzel Ward.
And opportunities, opportunities knocking, Dan.
It, you know, it is. And I kind of look at this as a good thing because I just felt that they were going to reach for a inferior quarterback in that draft just to make Miles happy and just to try to keep the thing from going down the tubes. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not, you know, there's not a quarterback, the top two or three that even interest me. So I think they did the right thing, and you got to rebuild. And if you don't want to stay, and I understand his point, I really do.
I do too. I'm not mad at him, Dan.
Well, I'm not mad at him, but I'm just wondering where his heart's been. He put up the plays, but could he have done better if he was more into it? Who knows? We don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think you got to get rid of him. And Jeff, I'm sorry, you just ain't going to get McCarthy. I just don't see any.
Dan, I only. You want to know the truth? I threw that out for this reason and this reason only. I'm not just going to get personally. If I'm making the trade, I'm going to bring in young NFL talent and a draft pick or two. Because if Miles wants to go to a Super Bowl contender, well, they're not going to have very high draft picks. So that if you're the Browns, that's not worth your while. I don't want to pick in the late 20s for the best defensive player in the game. I want guys who can come in and help me win because that's the idea here. You went from playoff team with 11 wins to non-playoff team, 3 wins, second worst record in the NFL, second pick in the draft. You need players. You don't need picks. If you can get a combination, all the better. Dane Brugler from The Athletic, who writes the Draft Bible and is all over the NFL, joining us at 12:20. What does this mean? Tell us about Abdul Carter from Penn State as well. Dane, will coming up at 12:20.